Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, welcome to the Bacon Smiles Podcast. As always, I'm Steve Patera, joined by my good friend,
Evan Shaw Mumford.
Awesome. Bringing it back.
That's right.
Episode 51.
That's right.
Music hitting hard.
Well, I think your shirt's appropriate for today's episode. Well, today's series, the podcast series in general.
Yep, it's a bacon cross. For those of you who are listening, and actually you can't really see it all that well on Facebook Live. Anyway, but let's get into it. Let's do the show rundown. So this past weekend, Dave Retreat. There's a college-age group from Syracuse, and going into it, as far as I knew, it was a group that had never come up before. Mm. Turns out, half the group, maybe a little less than half, had come up to Dave's retreat center the first year I started running retreats with Dave.
Really?
Like 3 or 4 years ago. Yeah. And so there's a funny story there. And it kind of made me think that every once in a while I'm going to share like a funny story from youth ministry. So
sure,
I have another story that actually I'll share that's a funny story in youth ministry because it made me think of a funny story about that group. So that too. Meet and greet's coming up, so I'll share the date of that. And a little, I know I talk about it every time it comes, but a little rundown on what meet and greet is. And then you had an interesting event.
Yeah, on Monday.
On Monday. So it was like a reunion of the Manchester High School
Roundtable Singers, yeah.
Exactly. So awesome. So you're going to talk about that. And then you're going to go into music releases and new things coming out. And then gospel is Gospel Mark 12, 28 through 34. Jesus explains the first commandment.
Excellent.
Yeah. So then I believe we've talked about this saint before, only because of the name, and I'm going to stick with it. Yeah. Because it is, his saint day is today. So, Saint Franz Jägerstätter.
Which is a great name.
Great name. He can't avoid the name. No. I mean, and then you got News of the Weird.
Absolutely.
All right, sweet. Let's get into it. So, this group from Syracuse, New York. It's so, like, far. It's a pretty good drive. It's, like, almost, like, 5 hours from Dave's Retreat Center. But they had such a great time 3 years ago. So they had come up for a peer ministry training, and it just sort of worked out that they really enjoyed themselves and wanted to come back. So when they booked it, they just booked it as a group coming up wanting a spiritual retreat. Mm. So then it turns out it's college-age kids, and they're coming on their own. They formed their own college-age group and said, we want to experience something very similar to what we did, except for it doesn't need to be leadership training. We just want fellowship and community. And so we played games. We prayed. Mm-hmm. We went through, like, different types of prayer, different prayer experiences. But overall, it was just about, like, having fun with this group and kind of re-energizing them. So it was like, you know, this group that kind of had split up, not seeing each other all the time. They talk all the time. They're actually a really close, tight-knit group. However, they were like, how do we keep that feeling going, that feeling of that community? They're very active at Steubenville's, or were through high school, the Steubenville Youth Conferences, and they want that feeling again. Mm. But it can't just be about Steubenville. Your faith, your excitement about your faith in Jesus Christ can't just be about one event. Mm-hmm. Can't be about one mission trip. It can't even only be about mission trip type service. It can't only be about those massive prayer experiences. Right. Because you cannot recreate that at home. Mm-hmm. So that was kind of the purpose of the retreat, was how do I take this home? Mm-hmm. How do we recharge here in this secluded atmosphere that is the Vermont Retreat Center, the Domain House, and how do you bring that home? So we get you all charged back up, but then the final, you know, mission is to take it home. Mm. And that's what we always say, is if the group comes back the next year and it's exactly the same, then we've failed. You really want to have a larger group, or at least a different group in general, where it's growing. Mm-hmm. You know, you want it to be turning over to the next generation. You want the group to grow and strengthen and outreach. Maybe they branch out into another community and you start to really build. And that's where, like, it really made me think of the Crossroads for Christ young adult group that our friend Brett is involved in and found through the men's ministry that I'm a part of that I'm going to talk about a little bit later. Sure. But that's how, you know, that's what made me think of that. And just say, you guys should meet, and what goals can you set forward? What what can you do to say, hey, I'm struggling. Are you guys going to have some kind of support structure for each other and hold each other accountable as college-age kids,
right,
like going through the struggle that is today, you know? And that's where I was, like, so pumped up.
And that's such an important message, too, because I hear so many college kids say along those lines, you know, we've had so much support through youth ministry and everything, and then as soon as college comes around, we're going off to our own schools. It's
exactly.
You kind of feel a little lost sometimes and just go,
yeah,
where am I?
You know? Yep. And that's where it's like, so how do, where's my community? Where, like, how do I take my group that I had with friends in high school, that youth ministry experience? It's like all of a sudden I'm away from home and I don't have that, like, so I have nothing. And it's like your faith needs to be more than just a group of people that you worship with. But it also needs to be something that's sustainable. Mm-hmm. Like, your relationship with God is sustainable because God is ever-knowing, everlasting, and ever-loving. But it's also about really realizing what faith means and what a great faith community can do for you. And with our young adults, that's that piece that's missing. That's that gap that I always talk about, where, so we have, you know, CCD through high school, and then we have every other ministry for people in their 50s.
Right. Pretty much.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But and I get it. Those of you who are in ministries of people over 50, you're like, hey.
Yeah.
But I'm not, I don't say that to make fun of those ministries, and I know that that's not the intention. However, there's not going to be a lot of people joining the prayer shawl ministry unless other people of that age group go. So it's kind of that weird thing where, unless you start something for young adults, that's Buster, those of you who are wondering what's going on. We talked about it a few podcasts ago. In an effort to not wake up Zoe, Buster hangs out with us while we're doing the podcast. And sometimes he makes noise because he's a dog.
That's right.
But so it's one of those things where you have to have something for young adults. And that's the only way to bridge that gap where we have a pretty decent gap. Mm-hmm. You and I talk all the time that we're normally the youngest people at any meeting we go to.
Yeah.
And it's actually not really close.
No.
That being said, it's really awesome to see this young adult group forming and to see them just have fun this whole past weekend. And again, I was so blessed that Eva and Zoe were able to come up and to see this group of like 12 college-age kids like just kind of fawning over my daughter and my wife and just seeing her interact with everyone. And it was just awesome. It's so joyous to be able to share that with Eva and Zoe. And, of course, Dave and Terry are like, they're now like Meme and Pepe for for Zoe and Eva. And it's just awesome. So, funny story about the group in Syracuse when they first came up in, I don't know, 3 years ago for peer ministry training. We went on an Emmaus walk. It's a 2x2 prayer experience.
Okay.
We went on a hike in a nice marked path, and it kind of loops, and then you go back to the parking lot.
Yeah.
We lost two kids. So, yeah, here's what happened. We told them, hey, follow the white markers. When you come to the trailhead, just come back out to the parking lot. Well, everyone came by. Dave and I start at the beginning and then loop back to the end. And so we saw everyone come. Hmm. All of them, including the two we lost. And then we go back to the parking lot and they're like, hey, where'd they go?
Did you ever find them?
Yes, we did.
Okay, good.
So the funny thing is, so the youth minister that was on there, on the retreat, it was his first year as a youth minister. So his first peer ministry training of his first year as a youth minister, we lost two kids in the woods.
He had a big panic attack.
So he and I just go start. We run the path. Yeah. So it loops. Here's the thing. It actually does loop back around on itself if you don't exit.
Right.
So they kept walking. They thought it was we were playing like a trick on them. It was part of the experience was to keep doing it over and over and over again until we came to get them. They had no idea that they were lost. So they had no inkling that anything was awry, nothing was a problem. And so the youth minister is like, whew, everything worked out okay.
Yeah.
But so that funny story in youth ministry, that made me think of like, hey, I should probably every once in a while share a nice funny story from my years of youth ministry. And so for those youth ministers out there, volunteers, like when things come up, hey, you know, things happen, funny things happen, and God will handle everything for you. But so one time I was on a mission trip in Champaign, Illinois. We flew with our youth from St. Bart's to Chicago and drove out to Champaign, Illinois. And we had my group was a group of young people from St. Bart's. And we were driving in minivans, and so we had our high school that we were staying in, and we had to go out into the community for our work sites. My group, of course, had the furthest away work site by far. Everyone else was in 10, 15 minutes of the school. We were 40 minutes away from the school. So we drove out, and it was awesome, though, because it was this wildlife preserve that had this nice dock that went out into this like kind of marshland. And so we had to replace all the hand railing. So when you're walking along, you don't like get splinters and stuff like that. So we replaced over a mile of handrail within 3 days. So that was the work for the week. And so we had another like two work days or maybe one more work day. And they were like, we need more work for you guys. And so we ended up taking that handrail and laying it as floorboards for a new handicap ramp for the boardwalk in a different part of the park. So, like, that's awesome. You know, you replace all these handrails. And so on the last workday, we're heading back to the school. I'm driving along. All the young people are asleep, right? So driving along. Construction signs start coming up, right? And it's like left, right lane closed ahead. You know, use left lane, merge left. So I merge over to the left lane and I see this traffic coming up ahead of me and I start slowing down and I realize it's stopped quicker than I thought it was. So I'm like, I'll just get back in the right lane, slow down accordingly, and then sneak back in. Because the lane had not closed yet.
Sure.
It's just everyone had kind of already gotten over before it officially closed, which is awesome. That's the way you're supposed to do it. And so what happened was, so here I am going, I'm probably going like 30, 40 miles an hour, and I kind of sneak past the line just so that I don't have jam on the brakes and I wake up everyone in the car.
Right.
Well, that didn't really work out because as I'm kind of slowing down, a car yanks out right in front of me. And so now I'm like jamming on the brakes, yank the wheel. And so I'm like, okay, I'm going to go into the breakdown lane. The car kept coming like at me. So I'm like, oh, I'm in the grass and like divot. The van spins out sideways, like the back end spins out, and then I kind of have to fly back up onto the breakdown lane and come to a park. the entire time I'm doing this, this lasted a few minutes because I'm speeding, like kind of like I sped up to try to avoid him.
Right.
End up in the breakdown lane, then end up off into the grass, sideways, like facing across traffic, and then get back up on there. The young people, with the exception of my co-pilot, young man, they were all screaming, except for the young
man.
That's
what they wake up to.
And so, yeah, they woke up to me going, oh, man, oh, man, oh, man, and freaking out. And, and so they're screaming their heads off. And I come to a stop, I get out of the car, and the young man who almost sideswiped the van is freaking out. Like, I'm sorry. And I'm like, hey, man. Everyone is fine.
Yeah.
You know, everything worked out.
Yeah.
Everyone's okay on this side. You seem to be okay. It's all good. And he's still like, I'm like, come here, man. I just give him a hug.
Right? Yeah.
So then I am just standing there like, you know?
Yeah.
And so then this old lady in a Buick rolls her window down and is like, hey, who was driving that black minivan? And I was like, me. I raised my hand and just kind of like, yeah. And she's like, dang, boy, you can drive. Thank you.
Thanks.
So we're driving back. We're driving back towards the school. And I'm like, all right, guys, listen, that was a hectic event.
Right.
And one of the young ladies in my car, her mom was a chaperone on the trip too. So I'm like, all right, when we get back, I'm going to talk to your mom. Just everyone, don't freak out. Don't tell them, like, I'm not trying to hide anything, but let me explain what happened before you guys get out and start blabbing everything around. Everyone, I want to be able to say everyone's okay before you guys say Steve spun a van out on the side of the highway.
Yeah.
It's accurate.
Right. Just spin it a little bit. But, appropriate.
Yeah. So I'm like, before you guys say Steve went off-roading in the minivan at 50 miles an hour on the highway.
Spinning in all directions.
If you could just allow me to, you know, tell our director of youth ministry, the other chaperone, and this girl's mom.
Yeah.
So we get, of course, teenagers being teenagers, as soon as the van comes to a stop, they open the doors and start shouting to the rest of the group who we are just meeting back at the school. We almost died! You're not gonna believe it! Steve almost killed us all! No, wait a minute. That's not what happened. No.
No, so, not quite.
Of course. The young lady's mom, who's a chaperone and co-pilot in the other group, is like, what happened? What happened here? You did what now? And so I explain the whole thing, and she just gives me a big hug, and is like, I'm so glad it was you.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, you know, I drive a van for a living, a big, you know, service vehicle, and I drive it up here in New England in the snow, so I'm used to the rear end of a rear-wheel drive van spinning out.
Right.
Totally acceptable, and I deal with it a lot in the winter. So, yeah, I could handle that van a little better than maybe most people would. So she's like, oh, it's such a blessing from God that you were doing that. But never trust teenagers not to share a story, and then never trust them not to exaggerate that I almost killed them. Everything worked out fine. No one was almost killed.
Right.
But I did get some phone calls from some parents who were not with us asking why I almost killed their children.
Right. See, if that happened today, they would be Snapchatting and Instagram Live.
You know? Facebook Live, Instagram
my last
Live.
Minutes.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. So, like I said, that was today's episode of Funny Stories in Youth Ministry.
It's either a fun time or a good story, and that's a good story.
That's it. So, speaking of good times, my men's ministry meet and greet is coming up June 16th. So It starts at 5 p.m. and goes until it ends.
And that's next week.
And so, yeah, next Saturday. Yeah. Not this Saturday coming up, but the following Saturday. Mm. I never understood, like, sometimes you say, hey, it's next Saturday. Some people think that's the immediate Saturday or the one following. So I'm letting you know that June 16th is the following.
Brian Regan has a joke about that. Have you heard it?
Yes. This exit versus next exit.
Why are you going this way? Because I'm getting you a dictionary. So we can explain to you what next means.
That's very good. But so, yeah, so men's ministry meet and greet, M-E-A-T. We cook a lot of bacon and a lot of meat, and it's an overall great time for men, young men, to come. We ask that anyone under 18 is accompanied by their parent, so their father, which is a great experience. We play lots of great games. We have a cannon that shoots an 8-foot-long 2x4 at like 100 miles an hour. So
does Sean Forrest still hold the record for throwing a toilet?
Yep, he toilet tossed like 40-something feet with the bounce. It's just a ridiculous thing. But yeah, so it's a fun time. There's hilarity. There's food and faith. And we have a pretty great speaker lined up this time. So after all the games, we all crowd into Sam Todzia's barn and listen to some nice faith being shared and some community being built. So if you're interested, you can reach out to me on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, steve@baconsmiles.org for more information. I just like to get that out there. Another thing that I want to do that I actually didn't put in the rundown is I want to see how many people are going to either comment in this video or on my Facebook where the picture of Zoe looks shocked. If I gave you a movie quote, not in the voice of the movie, are you going to know what movie it's from? And do not spoil it, because I'm pretty sure you're going to know what this one is. The quote is, "My mama said alligators are angry because they have all them teeth and no toothbrush." That's a quote. I'm not going to repeat it. I want to know how many people you know where that's from. So again, comment on an Instagram post, on the Facebook post, on the Twitter post, or this video if you're watching on Facebook Live. I want to know how many people know where that's from.
All right.
Do you know where it's from?
I don't.
Oh, okay.
I'll will remember it once I hear the title.
Okay, so your event on Monday.
So in high school, I got to be part of a singing group called the Roundtable Singers. That is a singing group that's attached to Manchester High School. And this is a singing group that's been going on since 1938. So every 5 years, they have a anniversary reunion concert in May where they invite all the alumni, anyone who's still around, wants to sing with us, to come back and sing with the current students. So Monday night, we had people from the last 80 years come up on stage.
That's so awesome.
And the Roundtable Singers' current students sang their own songs, and then later on, everybody just came up.
So it was
cool
great.
Sharing the stories, catching up with everyone. And the Roundtable Singers are known for high-quality a cappella singing and that kind of thing. So if you ever get a chance to go see one over at MHS, I think that was their last concert of the year. But throughout the year, they do concerts in the area, and it's worth seeing and supporting local students and their singing.
Absolutely. And it's just a overall good time.
Yeah.
And supporting our young people in something that has that long of a tradition is just so awesome. And to see everyone come together, and you got people, you know, elderly people and very young people all together in the same place singing together. That's awesome. Yeah. Talk about community building.
Yeah, and it's just neat seeing the people that come out to this and they say, oh yeah, I sang in it, my mom sang in it, my daughter's singing in it.
Oh, that's so
sometimes
cool.
You get multi-generations singing in the group during these concerts. So yeah.
Awesome. All right, what do you got in music
coming out? So in the music world, this past weekend, Chris August just put out his first independent album in a couple years. It's called Seasons. And then this upcoming Friday, we have Jonathan Cain, who was part of Journey. He wrote Don't Stop Believing. He's coming out with a project called The Songs You Leave Behind. If you're into Christian hip-hop, Stephen Malcolm is coming out with a project called The Second City Part 2. I don't think you need Part 1 to understand Part 2, but you might want to check it out on Spotify. Kevin Max from DC Talk is coming out with a CD called AWOL. And also next weekend, if you like gospel music, Fred Hammond is coming out with the Very Best Of collection.
Awesome.
And Jasmine Murray has her album Fearless coming out. And also coming out next week is Mercy Me's I Can Only Imagine movie. So if you haven't had a chance to see it in theaters, or if you saw it
and want Blu-ray get streaming.
If you want to get a hard copy, it's definitely worth watching. Jen and I saw it, and we really liked
it. Yeah, that's great. That's awesome. That came out quick, I feel
yeah.
like.
Yeah. They don't last long. Like, I remember being a kid, you had to wait like 6 months in between the theater release and then when the VHS came out.
If not more.
Right.
They would always be like, okay, we're going to wait till Christmas.
Right.
Like, so you get the summer blockbuster that came out in May.
Right.
And then it'd be the week of Christmas would be when it came out on DVD or Blu-ray to make it like a had-to-get Christmas gift for somebody or something.
Right. Now it takes like 2 months.
Oh, yeah.
A month or two after it's out of theaters.
Because streaming and everything is so popular, and that's why you can buy it on Amazon like a week before you can stream it, or, you know, a week before you can buy it on DVD. Because they want that traffic on there. But, yeah, it's cool. It's awesome the way that that's changed in a sense where you can get just about anything.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you wonder about, like, a show you used to watch as a kid. Like, oh, I wonder if I can find that somewhere. And you Google it, and you're like, I can get
there it.
I can get Netflix. I can get Nickelodeon Salute Your Shorts.
Well, it's cool, too, seeing the older shows that they're talking about rebooting. Like, Hulu just announced that they want to reboot Animaniacs.
Oh, that's awesome.
So they're trying to compete with Netflix and go, well, we're going to bring back our specialty
show. Nostalgia is huge right now. It's big because people my age, I'm old, you know, 34 years old. people my age remember, like, shows from the 90s, and they're like, oh, that'd be awesome if they...
Right, and our demographic doesn't watch a lot of TV anymore. I mean, we'll watch stuff on demand.
Yep.
But regular watching stuff on TV, we don't watch it as much as on demand. So to get that traffic coming back, that's why you're also seeing a lot of the reboots.
Like YouTube has Cobra Kai.
Mm-hmm.
And that is like, you know, 30 years after the original movie, here's what... oh, my goodness. Why am I drawing a blank? Oh, Daniel LaRusso and Johnny, whatever his name is, the bad guy, are up to now.
That's funny.
The sweep the leg kid. have you seen any Cobra Kai?
No.
Yeah,
I will have to now.
Well, because I watched the two free episodes on YouTube, and then you'd have to subscribe to YouTube Red to get the rest. Little... cheat the system thing out there, which is totally fine, I guess.
Sure.
But they do a free month of YouTube Red, and there's like 10 episodes in a season. You could totally binge watch within first
good enough.
First 30 days. And then just cancel YouTube Red.
Yeah.
That's within the rules. I'm not doing anything wrong.
They allow you to do it, so you're not hacking anything. You're just being savvy.
That's right.
Being street smart.
I don't even know how we got here.
No.
Because that's how
my
I roll.
My parents look at me and wonder the same thing.
How did we get here? All right.
Why is he still living?
So dark. How did he make it this far?
Right.
My parents often say that.
During the reunion concert, we were warming up, and one of my peer ministers was standing behind me on the stands. And she said, I apologize in advance if I hit you in the back of the head with my music folder. And I said, you know what? My mom has hit me enough as a child in the back of the head, just back of the hand kind of thing.
Yeah.
If I feel that, I might look back and go, Mom?
Hi, Mom.
Hi, Mom.
Your mom's going to listen to this and go, that's not how I want to be portrayed.
No. No.
It was all out of love, Ed.
That's right. Hard love.
Speaking of love, here is a transition to the gospel.
And the first commandment.
All right, so this is the gospel according to Mark. If you want to follow along, it's chapter 12, verses 28 through 34. One of the scribes came to Jesus and asked him, "Which is the first of all the commandments?" Jesus replied, "The first is this, 'Hear, O Israel, the Lord, our God, is Lord alone. You shall love the Lord, your God, with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. The second is this, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. There is no other commandment greater than these.' The scribes said to him, 'Well said, teacher, you are right in saying, he is one, and there is no other than he. And to love him with all your heart, with all your understanding, with all your strength, and to love your neighbor as yourself is worth more than all burnt offerings and sacrifices.' And when Jesus saw that he answered with understanding, he said to him, 'You are not far from the kingdom of God.' And no one dared ask him any more questions." The gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. So the part that always sticks out to me on this is the "is worth more than all burnt offerings and sacrifices," mm-hmm. because of what the traditions were back then, mm-hmm. where you burned and sacrificed. You burned things as a sacrifice, and you slaughtered things as a sacrifice mm-hmm. to God. But Jesus came down to say, no, mm-hmm. love is more important. God sent Jesus to show the world that he loved them. Mm-hmm. And so that's where it's like, nope, honor God. Love your neighbors. Mm-hmm. It's the most important thing.
I agree. And
I feel like that's what we're missing the most right now.
Yeah, and it just reminds me, especially the second part of the verse in Corinthians, where it talks about if you do all these great things, but there's no love associated to it.
No, yeah.
It's for nothing. Worthless.
It's worthless. It's not. Yeah, yeah, it has no meaning. Mm-hmm. Here's where I say it all the time. We live in one of the most selfish times in the history of the world. The me society, the what's in it for me, is taking over. The lack of humility, and I know I'm speaking in generalizations, okay? Mm-hmm. Not everyone is this way, clearly. Mm-hmm. However, the thought of me first, the thought of what's in it for me, is taking over in the selfie and... I don't know, like the look at me mentality, mm-hmm. The Instagram model, the YouTube star generation, mm-hmm. the people that are famous for the sake of being famous, mm-hmm. not famous for any like redeeming qualities. And I don't mean they're so, like that's everyone, but there are a lot of people that are famous without any good qualities, any sense of what they're doing good for their community. Mm-hmm. And then you hear people, well, they do this, they do, and it's like, but are they putting out the real message? Are they putting mm-hmm. out that, you know, good things? Are they putting out Jesus? Are they right. putting out there that the reason for everything is Jesus? Mm-hmm. If not, then that's not that's not the message that we need to be getting across. And yeah, there's a lot of people out there doing a lot of good, and there's a lot of famous people out there that do a lot of good. Mm. And I'm not condemning all famous people, and I'm not condemning all Facebook Live famous people or YouTube famous people.
Don't condemn us.
Yeah.
You know, I mean,
that's us.
What are we doing wrong?
But you know what I mean, where yeah. I'm just trying to say we need to get back to the basics of love thy neighbor. That's mm-hmm. that's all I'm trying to say. Put others before yourself or as yourself. Hold others to the same importance that you hold yourself. Mm-hmm. Others' safety, loving others as you love yourself. That means you should really never be putting other people down. Mm-hmm. I fall short. I'm not perfect, and I say it all the time. You guys are probably tired of hearing me say that. But that's where you know, like, okay, no, I fell short there. Mm-hmm. I need to not be judging other people. I need to love them. Mm-hmm. And Mother Teresa is always quoted as saying that she saw Jesus in every person. Mm-hmm. And that's when she looked at the poorest of the poor, and she took that fourth vow of her, you know, of her order, the fourth vow of service to the poorest of the poor, because she saw Jesus in everyone. And so she loved everyone as much as Jesus loved. Or not as much as Jesus loved, but as Jesus loved. She was like, that's what I'm striving for. I'm striving to love and to see the world as God sees us. Mm-hmm. And the love that I have for Jesus, I see that in every other person. That's awesome. And that's the goal. You know, that's what we're supposed to do as Christians. We're supposed to love. We're supposed to put others before ourselves. And we're not supposed to value us, ourselves, above anybody else. Mm-hmm. We're supposed to love our neighbors. And we're not supposed to put anything else before God. Mm-hmm. We're not supposed to idolize money, famous athletes, musicians, anything like that. In all honesty, whatever in your life you prioritize above going to church on Sunday, sorry, but that's not great. Mm-hmm. And whether or not, I'm not saying just a church on Sunday. Yeah, there's a Saturday vigil, there's Sunday night. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of ways to get to church, but you shouldn't be on a whim not going to church. Listen, if you're sick or if you have children, if you have a baby, trust me, I get it. That kind of stuff I get. But the soccer camps, not to just speak on soccer camps. I know I'm putting a lot of caveats on everything because it's important that I don't want you to feel like I'm singling you out. I'm not. But what I'm saying is I think we all need to reevaluate our priorities in life. When you look at the first commandment, is that that God should be number one. Mm-hmm. And when you put God number one, your life tends to fall in order the right way. Mm-hmm. And when I'm not putting God number one, my life tends to not fall in order the right way. Mm-hmm. And that's just speaking from my own personal experience. I don't know how you feel about that.
No, I agree. You hit on the head.
So, anyway, now that I went off on a little tangent there.
Saint of the day with the awesome name.
Yep, Saint Franz Jägerstarter. He was drafted by the Nazis to fight for Germany. And because of his Catholic upbringing, he said no. And he was martyred. And before that, he never condemned anyone else who served. He just said he could not in good conscience serve. Hmm. So he, instead of fighting for the Nazis, knew he would be put to death and did it anyway. So, and he said the reason is because of his belief in Jesus Christ, that he could not follow that regime. Mm-hmm. And so that is why he is a saint. And the saint of the day, Saint Franz Jägerstarter.
Who chose to love thy neighbor.
Who chose to love thy neighbor.
That's right. News of the weird.
Yep.
So this man in New Orleans decided to, he's from Orange, Virginia, but went to an oyster festival in New Orleans and participated in the World Oyster Eating Championship.
All right.
Ended up winning it by slurping down 480 oysters in 8 minutes.
What?
Yeah. And then it says, defending champion Michelle Lesko of Tucson, Arizona, beautiful city, came in second after consuming 27 dozen, which is 324 oysters, in the time allotted.
Oysters are like slimy.
Yeah.
That's, wow.
It doesn't say what they won, but I'm assuming a stomach ache.
Your grand prize is indigestion.
Yeah. Quit being so shellfish.
All right. That music means it's time to wrap up our Bacon Smiles podcast. Thanks, as always, for listening. Reach out to us for the topics, prayers that you want us to put out there. Anything. Just reach out to us. But as always, I'm Steve Patera, joined by my good friend
Evan Shaw Mumford.
Keep smiling, and God bless.